We're going to start from Maskef Rav Chanina. Right? Where we had left off was the Gemara was trying to bring a makor.
Yeah.
For how do we know that Tvua and Zaysim is Chayv and Meister Mishyaviu Shlish? Once they produce a third of their potential, they're Chayv and Meister. Where do we know this from? The Gemara ultimately said it's from the Pasuk, the extra Pasuk of the Chag HaAsif. Because the Pasuk says, V'chag HaAsif Petzeis HaShana. Chag HaAsif is considered Betzeis HaShana Be'as B'cha Es Ma'asecha Min HaSadeh. So the Torah already says Be'as B'cha. It's telling you that when it's gathered in. What do I then need the Pasuk of Chag HaAsif to tell me that it's the holiday of gathering in? That's already stated in the Pasuk Be'as B'cha Min HaSadeh Min HaSadeh. So there are two aspects, says the Gemara, exactly. There's the aspect of Be'as B'cha Es Ma'asecha Min HaSadeh, which is the gathering, and then Chag HaAsif, which is harvesting. And from there, the Gemara had learned, that was the source from which the Gemara had learned, that which is harvested on Chag is considered a third done based on Chazal's knowledge. It was considered a third done by Rosh Hashanah. That's where the Gemara had learned it from. So it learned it from the extra pasuk of Chag HaAsif. But now, says the Gemara, Maskef la Rav Chanina asked the question, Mimatis amrit ahai asif katzirhu? How can you say that asif is a reference to katzir, that it means harvesting, v'haksiv, but the pasuk says elsewhere, ba'asbacha migarncho mikvecha, that Chag HaSukkos is to be made with that which you gather from your goren and from your yekiv, meaning from the psoles. The Gemara is going to say, Amar mar b'psoles goren v'yakiv akasim edaber. The pasuk is talking about from the psoles, from the non-important, the unimportant parts of your goren, of your wheat, and from your yakiv, from the vine, and from the not the actual wheat and not the actual grapes, but from the branches and from the trees and from the limbs and from the vines.
It's the root. Aspecha is the same root as psoles.
Aspecha's
ayin samach pei. Right, the pasuk says aspecha means psoles. Aspecha means psoles.
I didn't think that the limud was from aspecha. I think the limud is from ba'aspecha migarncho miikvecha.
Oh.
Meaning,
it is the same root though.
What? Not really. Asaf and psoles are not really the
gather.
Same root. No.
Aspecha means what you gather. You
right. Ba'aspecha is what you gather, but what you gather from the yekiv and from the goren.
Right.
And whenever the Torah references mem, whenever it puts a mem before a word, like for example, Kain took mereshis o adama, right?
Right,
from mi pri adama, from the pri, and how do we learn, what do we learn from the pri? From the psoles, right? So whenever it's mem, it's always from the psoles. So miikva, miikvecho, migarncha is referencing the psoles.
The samach and the pe are flipped around.
No, but that has nothing to do with it, because that's a psoles, that's pasal. That's not the same.
Well, yes, I was doing that. Aspecha is...
No, it's not. That's not the point. The point of the pasuk is ba'aspecha migarncho miikvecha, is that the Chag HaSukkos is to be made from that which you gather from the psoles.
Right.
So, in other words, back up here in the third line of a Gemara, when it says v'chag ha'asif b'tzeis hashana, that's not referencing katzir or anything. That's a reference to the fact that Chag HaSukkos is to be made from that which is the psoles migarncho miikvecha. So that's what the pasuk is telling you. The Chag HaAsif, that which you gather from psoles and yekev, is ba'aspecha ma'asecha min
hasadeh. In the sukkah itself, you're talking
about. Yeah, the sukkah itself, the schach, the schach of the sukkah.
The walls
yeah.
could be made of anything.
That's what he means.
No, not the walls.
The walls could be made of anything. Actually, it can be made of metal.
Wait, that you make the schach from psoles?
Right, the schach can be made even from
can be or should be?
Has to be.
Well, it should be. In other words, everything that we use is the psoles. You can't...
And this is in the midbar.
What?
This is today, nowadays.
This is halacha
l'maisa.
Today?
This is halacha l'maisa. Yeah.
What do you think you're selling?
We are in Eretz Yisrael.
What?
What do you mean? Of course. That's what schach is. Schach is the...
Schach is the... That's what this is. These mats. These mats are all
also,
for the...
Right, all the palm fronds.
From the shoots.
In the street. America's
family. So when the Torah says v'chag HaAsif, it's not referencing katzir. It's referencing that which is the goren and the yakov.
Like
what?
This is bamboo.
Yeah, this is bamboo. Yeah, yeah.
America,
but the point is, it's
America, America they have bamboo.
Very, it's very rapidly. It grows very rapidly.
This is machzalot. Yeah. Anyway,
at any rate,
local bear.
At any rate, so that's...
Wait,
so
is the point of the Gemara to talk about that this is for this chag?
No, the point of the Gemara is to tell you that when before we said v'chag asif is talking about katsir, it's not talking about katsir, it's talking about that which you gather from your from the psolas of your gorin and yekiv.
Why can that pasuk be one thing and that pasuk be another thing? Why can the chag asif and shmos be one...
It can
one
be.
Mashmaot and the... And psolas yagav in A be another mashmaot. That's why
are you understand. Are you allowed to?
It's not a bad question. I understand what you're saying. It could be that the Gemara is just saying, where do you? How do you have a raya that v'chag asif is extra to teach you that it's a katsir if elsewhere ba'aspecha, which is the same root, is referencing that which is the psolas of Goren and Yekiv. So you don't have a raya that we're talking about, that it's an extra pasuk to teach me katsir. I can tell you that it's telling me...
One's for harvesting and one's for that, gathering.
That
finishing product.
I can... What?
What can you tell me?
Wait.
I can tell you that Chag Asif B'Tzeis Hashana is telling you the holiday which is made from the psolas of the Goren and the Yekiv.
The same thing as in Rei. Same thing as Bas B'Chag.
Right. It's the same thing. It's a reference to that. It's not a reference to Katsir.
It's not an extra pasuk.
It's not an extra pasuk. It's the same idea. It's all the same... That's what it is. It's a holiday from the Goren that's made from the Goren and the Yekiv.
The first Asif in that pasuk?
Wait, Asif is gathering and... Ketzircha is harvesting?
Yes.
What's the difference?
No, that's what
when
we
you
said
harvest,
the other day,
are you gathering?
No, no. When you're gathering that which was already harvested.
Right. It's after the harvesting.
It's after the harvest. You gather from
what
that which
was the
in the field.
Harvesting
is to chop down. You have to cut down.
Okay. Yeah. I thought the gathering was part of the process of... harvesting, but I guess
when the Gemara originally Darshan Mechaga Asif is referencing Katsir, it was saying that because you can say that a part of a chelik of Asifa is Katsir also, but the Gemara says Gemara is now saying that the Mechaga Asif is not extra to teach you anything about Katsir. Mechaga Asif is telling you that the holiday of Asif, meaning the holiday that is made from that which you gather in from your psolas and Goren and Yekiv, is talking about
the first Asif, Chaga Asif.
Yeah, but Asbacha.
The
second one is just telling you what you do. You ba'aspachas ma'asecha min asada is you're gathering all of your.
Right, so chag asif is what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking about chag
asif.
So that's what the Gemara says. So how do we now know that anything about the tvua and zaysim being ready at a third dun? We don't know that from the chag asif pasuk anymore because that's no longer extra to teach me that. So the Gemara says Amar Abzera. Ha milsa have biyadon. We had this matter in our hands, meaning we had a perfectly fine drasha. Va'asa Rav Chanina shad beinarga, and Rav Chanina, who asked the previous question, he just threw an axe in it. So he basically just ruined our whole drasha because we had a perfectly good drasha to tell me the Chag Asif is referencing Katsir, and therefore we can learn that which is harvested on the 15th of Tishrei was a third dun beforehand, and it's considered B'Tzeis Hashana, and it would have been a perfectly good drasha, but Rav Chanina just killed it.
Wait, is that a criticism of Rav Chanina?
No, it's
a praise of him.
It's it is. I guess it's a praise, but I don't.
He had a good joke.
What? What did he say?
It's a good joke. He axed it.
He axed it. He literally axed it. What? I guess it's a praise. Yeah, I think it's a praise.
He came up with the shot.
He came up with a good...
Praise. I look at it as he ruined my party. They were gonna
he rained on my parade.
Right, exactly.
Right. He rained on my parade, but he was Lamaisa, he was right, because the Gemara is going to come up with a different drasha. So says the Gemara, Elami Nalan. So Rav Chanina had a good question. Where then do we get it from? So the Gemara says, "I'll tell you. We get it from the following pasuk in the Tanya. We have a brisa. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef Omer, v'asas es atvua l'shalosh shanim. If a person complains and says, what am I going to eat on the seventh year? If I'm not allowed to grow any produce or grains, what am I going to do on the seventh year? So the pasuk says, Hashem guarantees his bracha will last for the sixth year, seventh year, and eighth year, 3 years. V'asas satvua, the produce will produce l'shalosh shanim for 3 years. Al tikri l'shalosh ela l'shlish. Don't read it as it will produce for 3 years, but rather it will produce a third of a year. Meaning, that are lishlish for a third, meaning that at a third, at a point of one third of its potential growth, it will be considered asas, fully grown. It will be considered mature enough. So the Gemara is not, so the pasuk is not telling you that it will last for 3 years, but rather it will be considered. That's the Gemara asks. Gemara says Vahami Baile Lugufe. But wait a minute, we need the pasuk for itself.
Two separate things.
Right. We need the pasuk just to tell you that Hashem is telling you that if you don't work on the seventh year, I will guarantee that you will have produce. It will produce for 3 years. So how can you take the pasuk out of context, out of its necessary, needed context, that it will produce for 3 years, and to tell me that it is considered done after a third? We need that to teach me the actual vart, that it lasts for 3 years. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why we learn that drasha, because ksiv kra achrina, we have another pasuk, and the other pasuk tells you, which is the very next pasuk. The very next pasuk tells you, "Uzratim es hashana hashminis." You will plant, you will seed for the eighth year. V'achaltim min atvua yashan ad hashanat shiyis, and you will eat from the old produce, from that which is old, meaning from the sixth year all the way back to the sixth, from the sixth year. If you seed on the eighth year, meaning after the seventh year, you'll seed, and you will be able to eat from that which was produced on the sixth, seventh, and eighth years. You will be able to eat from those 3 years. On the until the ninth year, and when the eighth year crops that you sow now will grow. So that pasuk, that next pasuk, is actually telling you the pasuk pshat that Hashem is giving you the bracha that it will last for 3 full years, and therefore we have the previous pasuk that's open now for a drasha to tell you that al tikri l'shalosh ela l'shlish. That is considered, the tavu is considered fully done after a third.
Pasuk is available for the drush, not the first.
No, I thought the first pasuk.
No, here says this latter verse.
Really? Give it to me. Where is it?
Latter verse is therefore available for the foregoing drush.
Really? I'll take the shalosh al shlish. Now, wait a minute. No, that can't be.
Really?
No, it can't be. You need the first pasuk because the second pasuk doesn't say a shlish. You need the first drush. You need.
Maybe the latter means the first one. The latter means the one we said
before. No, well, the latter... No,
usually
the
second one.
No, yeah, the latter should be the second one.
What's Jordan,
unless it's the latter of the D-D-E-R, then it means neither.
So what's Peshat with the... In other words, the latter pasuk is teaching us that will be a greater level of production in the sixth year in order that we can eat in the seventh year?
Right, in order that you can eat in the sixth, seventh, and eighth years.
Sixth, seventh, and eighth. So, they'll produce...
They'll produce that 3 years.
3 years worth in 1 year.
Maybe
right.
When you quote with the second pasuk, with the first pasuk actually talk.
What does it mean?
What's the order in the
One second. What is the order in there? One is very good. Uzratem is Vayikra Chaf Hei Chaf Beis.
Oh, Uzratem is the second.
And the other one is Chaf Aleph.
It's not right.
Chaf Hei Chaf Aleph. What?
Yeah, they're
right next to each other. Can you relay it? Can you lay it for me?
Uzratem is the second pasuk.
It's Tzivisius Berchasi.
What? Tzivisius Berchasi. Uzratem is the second one.
Right.
Uzratem is the second one. So the Gemara is in the right order.
Where's in the right order? So why is he saying the latter one is needed for the drasha? That can't be. The latter one is needed for the gufei. What?
He's the editor.
I don't think that's right. It doesn't seem right to me.
Yeah.
What? It doesn't say shlish. You don't have a drasha in the second one. I don't understand that.
What is it? But you get the bracha when you take off in the seventh year.
Yeah. Yes.
So, do you know what's bothering me?
Not exactly, but I'm starting to. Go ahead.
I was like, the bracha doesn't come about until you take off in that year.
Correct.
So, how can you eat from the sixth year?
Well, that which is planted in the sixth year, you're going to, I guess, actually, that which is planted in the fifth year, you're going to eat in the sixth year, seventh year, and eighth year. I guess that's how it goes.
The bracha doesn't kick in until the sixth year.
What? That which you harvested in the sixth year from that which you planted in the fifth year.
Right. That right. The sixth year is going to be... For the sixth, seventh, and eighth year.
But and your question is, you're only going to get that bracha...
Exactly. When you take off in the seventh year.
Yeah.
So what's pshat? Is the Rabbon Shalom just He knows the heart of man. He knows what you're going to do. I don't.
And therefore, what you're asking is, what if a person doesn't keep the seventh year? Then it's not going to last. Then,
well, you're saying that just the food will go better.
Yeah, the food will go better.
Yeah, of course.
He can do what he wants.
In other words, the produce will grow.
He's the Lord.
Right. He knows what he's doing.
Why can't he plan this?
You're saying that it's very individualistic. It's not.
That's what he's saying. The bracha is a person who keeps the shvius. That's the pashup shot in the pasuk.
Vitzivisias
berchasi.
No, you're saying they didn't have granary. Is what you're saying.
They might have had all this stuff. They might have had all this storage, but it's not going to help you. It's not going to help you, right?
So
because what?
Gets the same amount.
Because it naturally speaking, it's not going to last for 3 years. Right, that's why a person would ask, "What am I going to eat on the seventh year?"
Nowadays they have
where
storage.
Hashem has to say that. What?
Now
we have all of these things. We have all of these means of keeping things. But we didn't have that back then. So a person had to ask, "How am I going to eat?"
Why is it the fifth year? Why not the sixth year? Because if you plant in the sixth year, you can't harvest it.
What?
Can't plant on the sixth year because then it won't be able to be harvested.
Yeah, right. Because you can't harvest it.
What do you mean?
In
the time of Yosef, they had granaries that lasted 7 years. Then 7 years and seven, he feeded them for 7 years. What are you talking about? They didn't have, they had plenty. Well, remember when we were there? We went down there to the granary, get the granary.
Was that a nace that it lasted that long?
No. We could wait for very long time.
Yeah.
We could be stored for decades.
So then the pshat must be that the sixth year is going to grow. That you will be able to harvest much, much more in the sixth year than you would naturally be able to harvest. That must be the bracha.
You don't even have to.
That must be the bracha. The bracha is not the storage that it's going to last for that long. The bracha is that your harvest is going to be extra bountiful.
Abundant,
if you will. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good.
But it could also be that the appetites are smaller, during those years?
They just don't need to eat as much, and it's satisfied.
You had to feed a million people. That's a higher level of hashgacha, right.
That small amount will people feed
right.
Exactly. Is that a higher level of hashgacha? That the smaller amount will fill you up? Or to say that what?
You don't see it.
Because you don't see it. Uh-huh. Yeah.
In the sixth year, they don't plant?
Do you want me to pour you something?
Sixth year,
sweet people farmers don't plant at all in the sixth year. They just take it off. 2 years in a row, basically.
I don't know if what they plant in the beginning of the sixth year can be harvested by the.
Look what Rashi says.
Yeah.
I don't know when they stop.
My side.
It's a whole year for them to grow.
Rice and millet. I mean.
We haven't gotten to the rice and millet yet. We haven't gotten to the rice and millet.
That's the next.
You're ahead of me. That's the next Gemara. Let's see this Gemara. Let's see this Gemara. This Gemara goes pretty quickly. Sanan Hassam. We learned a mission over there. Okay. What we have so far is we have a few. We have a few koveas lemeiser. We just had the Gemara that said that when it comes to tvu and zesim, at 1/3 done, it's considered kovei la meiser. It's chayiv and meiser. And we had before, when it comes to yerek, it's b'shas l'kita, when you actually gather it, right? When you pick it, when you gather it, which we'll see actually means gemar pri. But we'll see later on, in gemar tesvav, we'll see that when it comes to peiros, it's basur chanata. It's when it actually blossoms. So the gemar is now going to bring a fourth shear of other fruits or other grains. Tanan hasam ha'oriz v'hadochen v'hapargin v'hashumshumim. When it comes to rice, dochen is millet.
What is millet?
What isn't millet?
Bird seed.
What?
You got the fenugreek.
Really?
Can you eat it though? Is it edible?
Yeah.
Yeah, millet is bird seed. Okay.
If you cooked it up.
You got the fenugreek.
I'll take your word for it. I can't remember the last time I had meat and millet. But maybe my wife has been sneaking some millet into
millet?
into my porridge. At any rate, here we go. Pargan is poppy. Shumshumin is sesame. So these four things, shehishrishu lifnei Rosh Hashanah, if they took root before Rosh Hashanah, misasrin l'sha'avar, then they are considered meiser in the year in which they took root. Umutarim b'shvis. And if it's before the seventh year, the Rosh Hashanah before the seventh year, then they're mutar on shvis. V'im lav, but if they did not take root until afterwards, asurin b'shvius, then they're asurin shvius u'masasim l'shana haba, and you take meiser from them for the next year because they're not considered first year fruits of grain anymore. It's considered now the second year grain. Fine.
From this, you said that you could actually harvest in Shemitah.
Oh, no. The Gemara is not saying that that which you harvest in Shemitah. It's saying in an ordinary year. Like, let's say it's year three.
Oh.
Year three, then it's Misasmin in the Shana Haba, in the year in which you it took root. So if it took root in year three, then it becomes Maserani. Year three grain. But no, you
makes
can't harvest it.
Maser Ani or Maser Sheni.
Maser Ani or Maser... Yeah, absolutely. It makes a difference with Maser Ani or Maser Sheni, absolutely.
So what does it mean, Mutar and Beshvias?
Mutar and Beshvias, it would be Mutar and Beshvias if it took root...
Before.
If it took root before, then Mutar and Beshvias. Then you can... then you can.
Shavar goes by the previous year. Right.
No, it did.
It the year before.
Yes, then it was Matar Meshvias.
So on Shvias, you're allowed to pick it.
Then you can pick it on Shvias, Taka. You can pick it on Shvias.
So
you're allowed to pick it on Shvias as long as right.
Year fruit.
Right. Uh huh.
This is not fruit. This is legumes.
Which?
It's a new category.
Specifically. All the whole list.
Oh, this
list. Yeah. This list. Rice, millet, poppy, and...
Not harvesting, but like a rye, so to speak.
You're harvesting. Harvesting is the same thing as picking it.
No, but I thought harvesting was like when you're doing it in an organized fashion to get a bunch of it. Whereas
no, I think it's the same thing. There's no chiller. Harvesting is picking it. It's the same thing. Harvesting is a fancy word for picking.
Fancy word, right? They always use the harvest festival.
But can't you pick anything during Shvias?
What?
As long as you're not...
What?
Anything that took root after Rosh Hashanah in Shemitah, you can't pick it.
You can't
pick it. I thought you can pick it, but it's hefker, it's not like yours, and you can't pick like too much of it.
You can't even do it. You can't even do the
anything which could have been planted on Shvias, you're not allowed to pick. The only things you can pick are things that must have been planted a long time ago, like tree fruits.
It's not hefker. It's not hefker even though it's Shemitah.
Hmm?
Your lap, it's only your lap pick. It's not hefker for everyone to pick. What did you say? That he's picking your lap pick this on Shemitah?
Yeah, you can pack as long as it was took root beforehand. Yeah,
it's not
hefker. Beforehand.
No,
it's not hefker. It's considered
it's
yours.
Even though it's Shemitah, you're allowed to pick it.
Yeah,
it looks
if it's after, if it's after, took root afterwards, then it's
not. Well, no, it's not my
assignment.
Well,
of,
no, oh, it took root before.
Yeah. Okay. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba. Rabba said, Amar Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, Ilan Basar Chanato. When it comes to fruit trees, fruits from a tree, we go after when it blossoms. Tvua Vezesim Basar Shlish. We just learned when it comes to Tvua, which includes both grain and grapes, wine. And Zesim, when it comes to oil, we go after a third. Yerek Basar Lakita. When it comes to Yerek, it goes after when it is picked. So Hani, these guys, the rice and the millet and the poppy and the sesame, when do they go? Kaman Shavini Rabbanan. These seem to be fitting under no category. It's not fitting under the one-third. It's not fitting under blossoming. It's not fitting under Basar Lakita. So where does it go? So, it's what is this, a fourth category?
It was a fourth category already, though, the fenugreek.
When it takes root.
The fenugreek is not a fourth category. The fenugreek was... the fenugreek, when we said... one second, we
that
got the fenugreek.
With Tzemach, whatever?
Fenugreek...
Was the word sprouted. Hatzolta
Misha Titzmach, right? When it sprouted. But what? But that Misha Titzmach is... that is, I think that Misha Titzmach is an indication of when it is considered finished.
It is like a fourth category.
I think not. I think it's not a fourth category. I think it is a definition of when of its Basar Lakita, of its Gemar Pri. I don't think it's a fourth category.
Now, but
okay. I don't think it's a fourth category.
I'll have to
look it up.
There's a lot of different terms.
Misha Titzmach, what?
There's just different terms. Misha Titzmach is like. It's confusing.
The Nigmar Bishol, there's a Tosas on it. Tosas Misha Titzmach Lizroim. Tosas says,
when
Nigmar Bishulam, when it's done, it's the same din as any other Yerek. It's the same
din. Fenugreek is like a Yerek.
Yeah, just like a Yerek.
Just like the legumes are a Yerek. It's like these legumes, these four things.
Yeah, only these seem to have a fourth category, which is what the Gemara is challenging
right?
Why are you making a fourth category for these guys?
Because it's a different kind of a metzias.
Oh, very good. So that's what the Gemara is going to say.
Exactly.
So the Gemara says, we're talking about something else here. It's a different metzias when it comes to these guys. Why? Hadar Amar Rabba. Rabba said, Rabbah then said, "Mitoch she'asuyim prachin prachin," because these guys, these legumes, these four legumes are picked prachim prachim. Really, prachim prachim is hard to define. Piece by piece, right? One at a time, right. Essentially, right? You pick a couple and then you put them in the storehouse. And then you pick a couple and you put them in the storehouse. So, Azli Rabbana Basra Hashrasha. So, because we have so many, there are so many time periods, so many days, different days in which we pick these rice and millets and poppies and sesames. Like, we can pick a batch 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, and then 2 days before Rosh Hashanah, and then a day before Rosh Hashanah, and then after Rosh Hashanah a little bit, and after that a little bit. So we keep picking and picking and picking and picking, and so it's so difficult to keep track of which ones you picked before Rosh Hashanah and which ones you picked afterwards. Therefore, the Rabbanan said, you know what? Scratch the whole picking idea, because it's going to really confuse us, and we're not going to be able to remember which ones were before Rosh Hashanah crops and which one was after Rosh Hashanah crops. We're just going to make a blanket. We're going to make a uniform date, and that is going to go Basar Hashrasha. So therefore, when it comes to these legumes, since they're picked prachim prachim, we're going to make a more uniform time, and that uniform time is Basar Hashrasha, when they took root, because when you planted them, they essentially take root around the same time. So that which belonged to the old crops is going to be all in one place. So that's not going to lead to any confusion. But I'm going to lay Abaye. Abaye says, I still don't understand why you have to go Basar Hashrasha and create a fourth category. Why don't you V'yitzber Gorner L'tocho V'nimtza Torah Min Achadosh Shabo Al Achadosh Shabo Min Ayashin Shabo Al Ayashin Shabo? Why don't you just take all that grain that you picked, even the ones that you picked before Rosh Hashanah, with the ones that you picked after Rosh Hashanah, put them all in the same storehouse, in the same pile, in the middle of that storehouse, and what you'll do is you'll take Meiser in proportion to what? In proportion to what came into the storehouse. So if you had 60-40, meaning you had 60% of the grain that came into the storehouse was from before Rosh Hashanah, and 40% was from after Rosh Hashanah, if you mix them all together and do a really good mixing and put them all in one pile, then when you take 10%, what's going to come out is, we can assume what's going to come out is 60%.
We assume.
This is the concept of the Zosia of Yesh Bila, that you can assume that that which you're taking of your 10% is 60% from the old and 40% of the new.
You don't have to make a cheshbon. It could be 70-30. You don't have to keep track. Whatever
you don't have to keep track. We can assume that if you mix it up properly and it's all mixed up in one batch, that it's gonna work proportionately. It's gonna work in percentage, right? The statistics will be exactly from what you put in there. You'll be able to, your 10% will take out in accordance to what you put in. So why can't we rely on that, right? And in fact, Abaye says, I have a brisa to prove that we can do such a thing. It sounds foreign, it sounds far off, but in fact we have a Tana who supports this. Because Milo Tanya, don't we have a brisa that says that you can do this? Rabbi Yossi ben Kippar Amar Mishum Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Rabbi Yossi ben Kippar said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Pul HaMitzri. When it comes to the Pul HaMitzri, which is the Egyptian bean, okay? Anybody who has not had an Egyptian bean,
What?
There's nothing like the Egyptian bean. This is the right. Egyptian bean? You kidding me? You can get them in Best Farm, Best Market.
Right next to the Doritos.
Right next to the Doritos.
Egyptian bean.
What?
Pool.
Yeah. You ever seen a pool of Mitzri? There's a lot of pool in
it. Pool Mitzri. Get the pool Mitzri in
your kitchen. Pool Mitzri is?
Pool is a very common food.
Pool Mitzri is the Egyptian bean.
Pool Mitzri is?
Mitzri. It's an Egyptian bean.
Beans that come with the hummus. It's like
Mitzri.
It's like an Egyptian bean.
I don't know. I guess it was grown in Egypt. In the Egypt region.
Pool
means it's the round.
Pool doesn't necessarily mean pool. Pool doesn't necessarily mean pool.
We got a plate of that bean.
No, we're in the right city, Beit Shemesh.
No, pool means bean.
You got a whole Beit Shemesh.
You live in the
Star Trek. No, I haven't seen a pool Mitzri.
That's Friday at the slight.
But Rosh Hashanah Shazuri says.
And it's from Morocco.
What?
My mom lived in
the Star
Trek. Ask her about the Egyptian. About the, yeah, about the legend of the Egyptian bean.
Can you go forward, please?
Anyway, a pool Mitzri Shazaru Lazera. If you planted it for its seeds, meaning for the beans that come in, that are inside the pod.
There's two pods.
Right, there's the pod.
When the intentions of planting it, could be for the pod or for the seed.
Correct.
Totally different ramifications.
These are different implications, but if you planted them for the actual beans inside the pod, right? Miktsaso hishrish lifnei Rosh Hashanah, if some of it was took root before Rosh Hashanah, and some of it took root afterwards, ein tormen o masrin mizel zeh. You cannot take trumas and maestras from one onto the other because you're not allowed to. Why? Lefishein tormen amasrin lo min achadosh al yashan velo min ayashan al achadosh. Because a person is not allowed to take maeser from the new crops onto the old crops or from the old crops onto the new crops. He can't do such a thing. You can't mix the new and the old. So ketzad huosa, what do you do then? He says like this. Sover gorner letocho. Essentially, what you're going to do is you're going to put all the grains, even that which you picked from the old and that which you picked from the new, you're going to put it all together in the middle of the goren, in the middle of the storehouse. Venimsa, and then you'll take your trumas and maestras. Venimsa, and what you'll find is...
It doesn't say that,
but sover means to gather, to put it all together.
You have
right?
to mix it up too.
Yeah, you got to mix it up. Venimsa, torum maestras, min achadosh shabo ala achadosh shabo, min yashin shabo ala yashin shabo. What's going to come out is, once you've mixed it up properly, you're going to take your maeser, and whatever percentage you put in from the chadash, and whatever percentage you put it in from the yashan, you're going to take out in your 10%, and it'll come out even. It'll come out in proportion to what you put in, you'll end up taking out. So we see, according to Rav Shimon Shazuri, that such a concept exists. Why can't we say the same thing when it comes to the Orez, the Dochen, the Pargan, and the Shumshimin? Do the very same thing. Why come up with a fourth category that we're going to go Basar HaShrasha? Why don't we say, just like Rav Shimon Shazuri does with the Pul HaMitzri, that you can put it all into the storehouse, put it all, mix it all together, and then take your 10% from there. And you can rely on bila, which means a mixture. You can rely on the mixture to say that just as these are all mixed in proportion with the chadash and the yashan, that which I take out for trumas and maestras is going to be in the exact proportion as well.
But something bothers me about what he just said.
Okay, what bothers you?
That it wouldn't work from in the sixth you're going to the seventh because you're going from in the shmita here. Right?
Yeah.
So you couldn't. You can't pick stuff after Shemitah, yeah, but it was Mashrish after Rosh Hashanah.
That's correct. You get that.
So what he's saying wouldn't work from going to six or seven.
Correct. What we're saying over here is, there would be a chiluk with respect to the second year and the third year, for example, wow. Right? Where the second year has a din of Meister Sheni, and
yeah.
The third year has a din of Meister Ani.
Wouldn't work there either.
What?
Wouldn't work there either.
Wouldn't work there either, because why?
Some is
high,
Meister Ani.
Yeah, yeah. There's a Tosis on this. One second. Tosis has Akasha.
Has
Akasha.
You see just a certain percentage was in the second, a certain percentage was the third, and whatever, you know.
I think the Tosis has that same question. Tosis answers, I think, that what you'll have to do is take all the grains, bring them to Yerushalayim, pull all the grains, bring it into Yerushalayim, and then give it to Aniyim. Where's this Tosis? Tosis in the Dibra Maskel B'Yitzbar Gorno. Tosis has that Kasha. The Ode. One second.
Middle.
Yeah, I think Tosis.
It's on which Dibra Maskel?
Tosis Dibra Maskel B'Yitzbar Gorno Letochel. I wasn't going to bring it up, but now that Reb Sasson brought it up, I'm going to find it. I think he says, "Va'od my kasha le'bidiyitzbar gorno letocho." It's like the eighth line down from that Tosos. How is that going to help? Nehi demoel letzviras goren le'inyan chadosh v'yashan. That helps with respect to chadosh and yashan. Le'inyan shniyah hanichnesis le'shlishis no mahani. It doesn't help with respect to the second year going into the third year. The shniyah ma'aser sheni shlishis ma'aserani. Right? This is Reb Sasson's question. You can have the same problem 5 going into 6. Does everybody have where I'm reading from?
Yeah.
Okay. Umihu ze yachol etakein. You can fix this. Sheyafrish meiser echad veyechalal al hamaos. Right. You can be poda the meiser that you take veyochal hamaos v'yushalayim. You can then exchange the money for that which you're going to eat in Yerushalayim. V'hameiser yechalik laniim. You're going to give it over to Aniyim. Meister al yedei tzavar gorno.
Was Meister Sheni and Meister Ani together?
I'm beginning to get a little bit lost in the forest. So what's the case here? What's
the case is where you have you have Orez or Dolchan, whatever it is, and it was part of it. Some of it was, some of it took root before Rosh Hashanah, and some of it took root after Rosh Hashanah. Right? So the question is,
can you mix them?
Question is, what are we going to do with that which? So the Gemara says, when it comes to that, you're going to go. We're gonna have a new category. It's gonna go Basar Hashrasha. We're gonna go by when it took root, right?
If both get mixed together, or are they doing this bedafka? They're doing this intentionally. They're mixing both together. What's taking place?
Well, what's taking place is that you have, let's say, for example, you have this Orez and the Dolchan, and you planted it, right? You planted it all at one time. The assumption is when you plant it all at one time, it takes root essentially at the one time, right?
Okay.
Now when you end up gathering it, you gather them prachim one at a time in small batches. And what's going to happen is you're going to gather some before Rosh Hashanah and some after Rosh Hashanah. Right, so we can't go busser when you gather it like we would by normal yerek. Because why? Because then you're gonna have a mix. You get this a lot.
He's our cat.
Yeah, he's our cat. He's
your cat.
He's a half in and half out.
He's like an American. Okay. He's not like a
fine.
No, he's not a street cat. He lives partly in.
It's like a Ben Bias. At any rate, because it's gathered at so many different stages, then we don't want to go bus or lakita, because it's gonna get all mixed up.
You do realize
you're gonna be very confused
on these documents from back until now and probably till later that you have to come up with a real solution.
Yeah.
it's not a joke.
I understand.
And the real solution was made. The solution was that you sell the land to Goyim and then
it's all real.
I'm sorry. That's the reality.
Okay, well, that's
right.
A thousand years later.
Back to our Gemara.
It's very problematic. It's impossible.
All right.
Well, do it through Besdin, but it has to be done. You can't do this.
The Gemara brings that up on Daf Lamed Vav. Daf Lamed Vav, the Gemara brings that up.
How are you going to distinguish between, you know, what came up today before Rosh Hashanah, what came up after Rosh Hashanah?
Right, right.
Because these are very small crops.
Right.
Wait
until we get to Daf Lamed Vav. When we get to Daf Lamed Vav, all of your answers, all your questions will be answered.
And even a more, another question is,
yes.
Do they really believe from Bubble, did they really knew that there was such a thing as rice in Eretz Israel? E.F. Shar. It is not possible.
Or is in the Gemara might be something else.
All right, what's your question?
Orez means rice.
Kind of lost it.
In modern Hebrew. What's the origin?
These are two species being planted in the same immediate area.
Lav Dafka. It could be all Orez. All rice.
Any of the four. It's not the mixing.
Two different types of rice. Different
type. Yeah, it could be one type of rice. The problem is not that these four things are mixed together. The problem is that you have all this rice, and some of it is last
this year. Some is
right. Exactly. So if you're going Basar Lakita, you're going to get all confused. What's last year's fruit? What's this year's fruit?
If they were together, it's very confusing.
His Tosfos question is very
so,
deep.
Which would make this whole
solution
more like
that,
tend off
second
longer.
Year to the third
yeah.
year.
So,
don't give it tremendous credence.
Yes, but you have your hand up. Very nice.
I don't see Tosfos addressed in my question. Maybe I'm not asking a good question, but
what's your question?
What about Schmitt. Six are going in the seventh?
You can't pick in the seventh year. So
where's Mashrish?
Right, if it's Mashrish afterwards.
To group before.
No, we're talking about some of it took root before, some
took
root.
No, after. The older group before.
No. His case is talking about some of it took root.
Comes up during the seventh year.
No,
it's very problematic.
Group before.
Read the Gemara. He said some of it took root before, some of it took root.
Right, exactly.
Some of it
you can't take from the seventh year. You're not allowed.
This is say some of it took root before.
So, those are Egyptian beans. If anybody wants to know, wait. So your question is, what do you do about this?
Like that.
So maybe our question, maybe it's our, maybe our, it's true. Maybe in the seventh year we're not. That's not our issue. Our issue is
you can't pick in the seventh year, I guess.
So it's not right. You can't pick in the seventh year.
Okay, so that's not our question.
Our question is, how do we know we have to take Meiser on these on that which we picked, right? But how do we know? We know that there's a halacha. You're not allowed to take meiser from that which is this year's crops onto last year's crops. So that's our question. The question is only about
That's why it says a third.
The coming words doesn't address.
When is
no.
a third?
After
before
it says
Hishrish,
doesn't
right.
talk about Shmita
right.
anymore.
So. So we see from Shimon Shazuri that you can actually put it all together and you can take Meisr in proportion. So why can't we do the very same thing
here? The whole
here?
Point is we're trying to make it simplified. We're
simplify.
Trying to make it a fourth category. We don't want any more
simplify.
Extra... Simplify. Three categories is confusing enough.
Simplify.
Right?
Keep it simple.
No, is that the truth? We don't want that, more
yeah,
categories
yeah,
than we need.
Right, we don't need one. Right, why create another category? Why did Chazal create another category if you have Reb Shimon Shazuri who says this solution is to put it all in one Goren and then you take the Meisr in proportion? It'll come out fine. So the Gemara says.
No, because you don't know where you don't know when it took root. You don't know when it was
we don't,
planted.
We don't. What?
You won't know
we don't
it
care.
It's going to be a mishpat.
We don't care when it was planted. We won't even care. We don't have to care. We can go bustle the kita, and we can use this solution of putting it all into one pile and take Meisr, and what will come out, we can assume will be in proportion with what came in. Okay. So that's what the Gemara says. So why don't we apply Rav Shimon Shazuri's answer? So the Gemara says, Amr Lei, Rav Shimon Shazuri ka Amrit. You're asking me, you're telling me about Rav Shimon Shazuri. Rav Shimon Shazuri savar yesh bila. Rav Shimon Shazuri holds of yesh bila. He holds of this concept that you can mix it all together and it will mix together perfectly so that when you take it out, it will be taken out in exact proportion. But Rabbanan savar yesh bila. But the Rabbanan, who were the original... Tanoim in the Mishnah, they hold that there's no Bila. In right, the original Mishnah, which was really the ratio of that Mishnah, it's all one big Mishnah.
Wait, Bila
but
is
the
mix, it's like
mixture, yeah, mixing.
What's the difference between that and Arev?
I don't know. You have to ask the Malbim. I don't know.
What do you want to know? There's
different concepts. You're asking on words. I don't know what the I answer is, but this it's not important for now. The what's important is that. Rav Shimon Shazuri holds of Bila, and the Rabbanan, who stated the original Mishnah, the ratio of the Mishnah, they don't hold of Bila. They don't hold the concept when it comes to what grain that you can put it all together, and what's going to come out from your maestris is going to be in proportion with that which you put in. Right? They're concerned with that the maestris that you take out is not going to be in the same proportion. They don't hold of this concept of Bila, and that's the answer. That's why they created this fourth category when it comes to these four. These four things, they had to create a fourth category that we go Basar Hashrasha because they don't hold that you can do this Bila solution. Okay, Gemara concludes. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni. We'll just go until the end of the daf. There is a little bit more on this, but we're not gonna totally finish it. We'll go until the end of the daf. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni. Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni quotes Shmuel as saying. Halachic Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur Sha'am Rishon Rishon Shazuri. The halacha follows Rishon Shazuri that we can put it all into the middle of the storehouse and then we can take Maestris and everything will come out in proportion. So it sounds like Shmuel holds like Rishon Shazuri that there's Bila. But Maskipla Rabzeira attacks this and says, Umi Armer Shmuel Hachi. Did Shmuel say such a thing? That the halacha follows Rav Shimon Shazuri? V'ha'amr Shmuel, but Shmuel said elsewhere, l'chol ein bila. We don't rely on bila, chutz miyayin v'shemen, with the exception of wine and oil. Now, why wine and oil Yeah, because they're liquids. So Rashi says it's lav dafka, wine and oil. All liquids, Rashi says it. Rashi dibra maschil, chutz miyayin v'shemen, ha'ma'arev yayin chadash im hayashen o shemen chadash im hayashan. If a person mixes wines or oils, the new ones with the old ones, toremu meiser mimenu, you can take tumas and meisers from them. V'yesh b'meiser shnehem, and there will be in the meiser both the chadash and the shemen. Kefia cheshbon, according to the proportion that you put in. Shedavar lach nivlal yafe, because that which is wet, that which is liquids, they mix well, which we know, that's obvious. Aval yavish ein svamchun bo ala bila, but when it comes to yavish, we don't rely on bila. So we see Shmuel does not hold a bila. So what's going on here? First, Shmuel was quoted as saying he holds like Rav Shimon Shazuri ostensibly because he holds a bila. But now we have a quote saying that Shmuel does not hold of Bila when it comes to dry products like grains and whatnot. So what's the pshat? So Rav Zeira is a good question. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a good question. Because Ishtemitze, Rav Zeira did not know, he was unaware of Hada Amar Shmuel, of that which Shmuel said, Basar Gemar Pri. So we go by when the fruits were finished, and therefore all the fruits that are put in the storehouse are all finished fruits, and therefore everything that you're taking is from the Chadash. That's why you do it. It's not because of Bila. Rishon Mishazuri says you can put the Yashan and the Chadash together. Shmuel says you can put them all together, but not for the same reason as Rishon Mishazuri. Rishon Mishazuri says you can put the Yashan and the Chadash together. No, Shmuel says you put them all together because it's all Chadash. Right. Everything that you picked is considered Gemar Pri.
As opposed to him who says it's all Yashan.
As opposed to
Zuri, he says Zor Yashin.
He said, "Well, some of it could be Yashin, some of it could be Chadash."
No, it's Zor Hashrasha, which is Zor Yashin.
Well, Rishon Mishazuri doesn't go Basar Hashrasha. He goes Basar he goes after that which is he'll whatever you pick is from the Yashin, it's considered Yashin. Whatever you put it from the Chadash, it's Chadash.
Everything would be the previous year, and Basar, and if you go by Shmuel by Gemar, will be after.
Right, so according to Shmuel, everything goes according to the Gemar priest. So everything that you picked is already considered finished fruit. So that's considered Chadash. So that's why Shmuel says you can put it all in one batch. But it's not a stira with the Shmuel who'd said that we paskin like Rav Shimon Shazuri, not because of Bila, but simply because you're allowed to put everything together. That's what Rav Shimon Shazuri said. Put it all the grains in the storehouse together in one pile and then take your maestros. Why does Shmuel say that? Not because of Bila, but because of a separate svara, because he holds that we go Basar Gemar Pri, and therefore when you pick it, it's considered complete, and therefore it's all considered to be Chadash fruit. It's all considered to be new.
Doesn't Chadash go after the taking the root?
According to Shmuel, it doesn't. It goes Basar Gemar Pri.
What is Basar?
Everything is considered Gemar Pri.
Except for Oris.
I think there's a Tosas later that asks on that and says, wait a minute, don't we go Basar Hashrasha? We just Shmuel's going against the Tanaim who say Basar Hashrasha. I think there's a Tosas like that. I have to find it.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Yeah, no, something is bothering me here. For the ones who hold that you can go Basar Hashrasha, how do you know when that happens? It's not something you can see.
Right.
But
what?
After it took
root. How do you know when it takes root?
Right, you don't. If you, it's true that if you planted it, you know, if you planted it 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, you're going to have a problem figuring out when the Hashrasha was. But I think from that which is planted 6 months before, we have a pretty good idea.
All right. I guess they would have to know. They would have to just know that.
Yeah, unless they knew, somehow they knew that each grain took root.
Could be a
Masorah. Could be a Masorah. Could have been just been like they were farmers. Like they knew, you know.
That was their area of expertise.
What is that? There's a Medrash in Rashi brings down a Medrash about they could taste the soil and they can know exactly what crops were grown based on the soil that they tasted. So they
all
like
all the other things you can see, Hanata, you can see Gidol,
yeah,
Shish,
right.
Mikita.
But Hashrasha is not so easy. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hanata is the
blossom. Two things. One. Go ahead.
Number one. Sorry, I looked it up. Okay, rice was grown at the time of Tanayim in the Kula Valley.
Okay. What?
In the what though?
Rice was grown at the time of the Tanayim in the Kula Valley.
It was from China.
China originated from there a long time ago. Okay, so it was grown in Israel at the time of the Tanayim.
So in the Kula Valley, it's a lot of water.
A lot of water,
marshes. Yeah, that's where the prunes were.
That's the right
one.
Okay. I'm looking it up, I missed the translation was working. What's Ishtamita take?
Ishmitze meaning he forgot or he was unaware. Yeah, comes from the word Shmita. Shmita means that it's like cancelled out, like he didn't have it. Either he forgot it or he was unaware of it.
We'll stop here,
even though the Gemara does continue with this idea of Shmuel. We'll get back to it on Monday.
It's
Hashem, on Monday evening where I have we're going to have a fine cuisine at the... No, I'm just kidding. We're gonna be learning in the...
We're having sushi?
This has turned into a very expensive proposition. No, we will have shear.
As long as my wife doesn't hear any of this conversation, it's fine, because she will take you seriously.
No. No pressure whatsoever. You put out some water and we're fine. We're just happy to be in a sukkah setting to be
yes, it's amazing.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, it's very nice to learn Torah in a sukkah. It's a very nice thing. This is Baruch Hashem.
Very special.
You sure then,
very special.
Did you know which
name? That has a pretty common name.
No, the name sounds familiar. To why?
Oh, you know him? Yeah, Joel Landis.
He's like a beginner's Gamora shear of his for about 8 years. And every year on
Sunday. No, like Joel Landis.
Used to.